Joy.
Hi, this is me up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Fair, and I'll be your host for this evening. I've got a very special show for you tonight, but I can't tell you anything about it at the moment because it's part of the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. What I will say is, normally I reveal the answer to the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question at the end of the show, but tonight I'll be answering it about midway through, as the second half of the show will feature a number of tracks from one of the most recognizable bands of the 80s, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary of their debut album, and one that has some local roots right here in Medford, Massachusetts, home of 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. So all that being said, I'd like to begin with some other trivia. The Squid Pod would like to send a shout out to our fellow cephalopod cousins, as today is World Octopus Day. Okay. Now, tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. On this day in 1982, this band, whose original members met while working for Frank Zappa, released their debut studio album and would become one of the most iconic artists on MTV and a quintessential sound of the 80s. Name the band. As I previously mentioned, I'll reveal the answer about halfway through the show, but if you know the answer, please don't call into the station, as this is a pre-recorded show and no one is there to take your call. However, feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264 and I will reply. I also post the SquidPod 80s trivia question on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet. If you have any questions and or comments about the show, I can also be reached by email at squidpodradio@gmail.com. To start the show, we'll be going back to 1985 and a top 5 R&B / hip-hop hit for Luther Vandross. Only on Songs from the Squid Pod. We'll be right back.
I wasn't. You always wanted too much. There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started the show with Luther Vandross and his 1985 hit, It's Over Now. Madonna celebrated the 40th anniversary of her debut single, Everybody, this past Thursday. Speaking of anniversaries, Prince's Dirty Mind was released on this day in 1980. We listened to the track Head. Some Italo disco from Danuta and her track Nobody's Woman from 1989. Pet Shop Boys teamed up with Dusty Springfield on their 1987 track What Have I Done to Deserve This? And finishing the set was the Blue Nile and Saturday Night from their 1989 release Hats. As I alluded to at the start of the show, the second half of tonight's show is dedicated to tonight's SquidPod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, which is, on this day in 1982, this band, who met while working for Frank Zappa, released their debut studio album and would become one of the most iconic artists on MTV and a quintessential sound of the 80s. Name the band. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question is Missing Persons, who released their debut Spring Session M. Spring Session M is an anagram of the words Missing Persons. While Missing Persons was formed in L.A., vocalist Dale Bozzio was born here in Medford, Massachusetts. If you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, where I post the SquidPod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, as well as links to the playlist and archive after the show. In the meantime, I present to you Missing Persons.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation, something could change.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm Savoir Fair, your host for this evening. Be sure to tune in next Saturday night at 8 p.m. for another look back at the 80s music scene. A quick chat about what you heard in the second half of the hour. As I previously mentioned, the second half of tonight's show was a tribute to Missing Persons' debut release 40 years ago today, Spring Session M. We began with Destination Unknown, followed by Walking in L.A. We then heard It Ain't None of Your Business and the rocking Noticeable One while closing out the set with Bad Streets, all tracks from Spring Session M. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll leave you with one more Missing Persons track from Spring Session M. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pictures of you, grandstanding your